Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn, please, in the scripture to Mark 11 this morning. In Mark 11, we've been on this for some weeks now. And we're calling it Faith to Receive. And since the scripture tells us that the just live by faith and walk by faith, it's extremely important to every part of our life. And it's sad that so many millions of Christians don't believe these things that we've been talking about. They think we're strange and presumptuous and that we take too much upon ourselves. And the problem is sadly that they just don't know God well enough, because He's the one who set it up this way, that we are to be bold, to come before Him, and to lay hold and receive. Yes, sir. Now, of course, you can't lay hold and receive anything that hasn't already been given to you. Yes, it's got to be available, or you couldn't get it. When they ring the bell and say, come and get it. You can show up to the table, but if there's nothing on the table, you came, but you can't get. It's got to be something there before you can appropriate and lay hold of it. And that's what the scripture said in John. A man can take nothing to himself except it be given to him from heaven. So it's not a matter of us trying to change God. He can't be changed. He does not change. And it's not a matter of us trying to rend out of the hand of God something that He hadn't decided whether He's going to let us have or not. No, something He's already bought and paid for in Jesus and given it to us. But then just because He's given it to you doesn't mean you're going to enjoy it. And that is quite evident when God's first covenant people that He delivered out of Egyptian bondage, and He told them, behold, this land, that land of Canaan, the land that flowed with milk and honey, I have given it to you. Didn't say I'm going to. I have given it to you. Then He said, now go up and possess it. And how many know that first generation did not enjoy it? Could you say they didn't enjoy it because God hadn't given it to them yet? He had already given it to them. They lacked the faith to possess it. And so just because God has given us something doesn't mean it just falls on you or that it just happens automatically. The enemy will resist you. Just like those giants were in that land, and there were the big walls and there were the iron chariots, they had to believe God through that to possess their land. And we'll have to believe God through. That's why the Bible said, fight the good fight of faith. Well, what's the fight about? Well, there's stuff will try to hold you back, try to interfere with you, try to hinder you. But if you won't quit, He always causes us to triumph. Mark 11:22, Jesus had spoken a word to a fig tree, and it obeyed what He said. It didn't happen instantaneously that they could see. Now, something happened immediately under the ground where you couldn't see, but when Jesus spoke to it, from all appearances, they couldn't tell that anything had changed. They left the tree, but when they came back by the tree some hours later, they remarked and said, look, that tree's withered up. How quickly it happened, and He took that as an opportunity to teach them about faith. Now, if it was just something He could do as the Son of God, there should not have been a lesson, object lesson, for them. He should have just said, well, now I can do that because I'm Jesus. But don't try this at home. This is not for you. But instead of saying that, He uses it as an opportunity to say, in fact, in Matthew 21, if you read Matthew's account, He said, if you had faith and doubt not, and everybody say that phrase, and doubt not.
Doubt not.
He said, if you had faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree. Did you hear that phrase? you shall not only do what is done to the fig tree. Is he telling them they could have done that? Obviously. And then he went on to say, you shall not only do that, but if you speak to this mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea. And here in Mark it says, and don't doubt in your heart. Say that again. Don't doubt in your heart. What you say would come to pass. You would have what you said. And so he's telling them they can operate like he did. Are we to follow Jesus' example of living by faith? And walking by faith, he walked in boldness. He walked in confidence. Not in ambiguity. Not in indecision. And that's what I want us to look at today. Mark 11:22. Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Is that phrase important?
Yes.
But shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, he said, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe what? That you receive them and you shall have them. Now, this is not hard to understand. He's not trying to confuse us with this. And yet millions don't operate like this. They'll pray for what they desire, but they do not believe they receive it. So then what are they believing? Well, I just believe that God in his own good way and on good time, if it's his will. The Lord didn't say believe all that. What did he say believe? Well, I just believe if it's God's will, then so and so. But if not, well, is that the same as believing you receive? But how many understand, us and people like us that believe this, we're in the minority believing this. Most Christians in this state and in this country and in this world, people who are going to church this morning all over the place, their preacher is not telling them, believe you receive. Believe you take it now. They may be warning them not to come to meetings like ours. Because we're off. Those people are off. And you should always pray, if it be thy will. And submit to the will of God, because it's up to God. And that sounds good, but it's wrong. You can't leave up to God what he's left to you. And if it was true concerning this, it'd have to be true concerning all things. And you should believe the same way about the new birth. You should teach people that come and say, I want to give my life to the Lord. You should say, well, now, you just need to pray if it's God's will. And leave it to him. No, see, they're inconsistent because they'll tell you, no, it is God's will for you to be saved and be born again. Don't question that. Well, then why does faith work differently in any other area? It does not. It has to work the same. Which means you have to know the will of God and be sure about the will of God and stop wishing and wondering and wavering and asking questions about it. Or that's why you can't even get into faith. Are y'all with me on this now? Which puts us back to verse 23. Look at it again. He said, if you would say to the mountain, be removed, be cast in the sea, and what else? And not doubt in his heart. Now this same word doubt is translated in other places waver. And Romans, the same word's translated stagger. And it has to do with vacillation and alternating between two and more things. It literally means to stand in two ways. Can you get the picture? And one of the best pictures is when Jesus walked on the water. And they saw him, and Peter said, "If that's you, bid me come." And he said, "Come." And as he was coming, he was looking at Jesus. And while he was looking at Jesus and thinking about that word that Jesus said, he was walking on the water doing the impossible. But what happened, he stopped looking at Jesus and started trying to look at two things. He noticed the wind and the waves. And now, instead of just looking at Jesus and walking on the water, he's doing this. He's looking down, he's feeling the waves, and he's looking at Jesus. And what happened when he began to go back and forth between two things? He began to sink, his faith quit working. Oh, guys, do you see that? And actually, we've talked about this before in other teachings, the word doubt, when he says, if you'd say it and not doubt in your heart, D-O-U-B-T. Have you ever noticed how similar that is to the word double? D-O-U-B-T, D-O-U-B-L-E. That's because they're from the same roots. And that's what it means to stand in two duo ways. What's this got to do? Because he's warning us in Mark 11:23. Stand up, speak to that thing, command it to get out of your way. And what else? And don't doubt in your heart. Oh, do y'all see this now? Why would he tell us this? Because that will undermine what you're trying to do. It can't be both. I said it can't be both. It can't be God's will for you to be healed and God's will for you to die with the problem. Can't, both of those can't be the will of God. It can't be the will of God for you to prosper and have all your needs met, and the will of God for you to lose what you've got and go down financially. Both of those cannot be the will of God. It can't be the will of God for you and your spouse to fuss and fight and split and live in torment and separate and divorce, and the will of God for y'all to be strong and have harmony and peace and have a good home and marriage and family. Both of those can't be the will of God. Are y'all with me? So you need to pick one and stay with it and don't change.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "No Ifs About It," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303M. That's R1303M, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.